Hey, this is W2P's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you both just say your names and your titles real quick.
Terry, you want to go first?
Sure. My name's Terry Cross Davis, and I am the OB Hardison Poetry Series Artistic Curator and Poetry Programs Manager at the Folger Shakespeare Library.
I'm Ruben Jackson. I'm a jazz archivist at the University of the District of Columbia, lifelong poetry and music nerd. Emeritus.
Great. I appreciate you both joining us. We're talking, so our listeners know, we're talking about the new event courtesy of Folger. It's called It's Been Said All Along, Voices of Rage, Hope, and Empowerment, a poetry mixtape in collaboration with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. It's going to be Tuesday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. It sounds like a really cool thing. So I know, Terry, you said it was your idea to begin with, and you brought the idea to the Rock Hall. So explain sort of what the genesis of this was.
Well, I am, like Ruben, I am a huge music fan. I can't even say I'm a nerd. I don't know enough, but I just know what I love. And combining music and poetry is not even a combination. It's already there. There's already music in poetry. So it was really a matter of how can we display poetry to its best self, and how can we combine it with music that engages us emotionally and intellectually the same way that poetry can. And so I just really wanted to wed the two together and do it with a very contemporary style. So working with the Rock Hall seemed like a great way to do that, to introduce people to poetry and introduce them to music and poetry in an ekphrastic way, in this ekphrastic kind of embrace, and see how people respond.
So was the, just so I have it clear for my purposes, so was this It's Been Said All Along, Voices of Rage, Hope, and Empowerment, was this an exhibit already at the Rock Hall and then you're creating poetry to go with it, or was it the other way around where you came up with the whole thing, including the exhibit itself?
It's a little bit of both. The exhibit was already in place when I contacted the Rock Hall and said, oh, hey, you know, I'm really interested in working with you all, collaborating on a reading for the poetry series. They were into the idea. And as we talked around how could we best bring people in, we thought going through an exhibit might be the best way to have the poets respond to the exhibit. So I selected four poets to respond to that exhibit with their own work. And that's how it came about.
Great. And could you list the four poets really quick before we toss it to the one poet who's on the call with us?
Sure. So there's Ruben Jackson, there's Patricia Spears Jones, there's Nate Marshall, and there's Ashley M. Jones. No relation to Patricia.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Ruben, that tees it up for you because you are one of the four participating poets. What exactly are you going to be reading, or what, I mean, or is it mostly, I guess it's, is it incorporating lyrics from, you know, famous artists over the years, or how does it work?
Sure. Yep. My MO is to wed, for me, my emotional connection to the word, as we say in the Baptist church, and music it's chronic, you know, and so I selected artists who pivotal in what sustaining the Black musical tradition with, in many ways, my personal and emotional responses to what they stood for and what they still mean to me emotionally. For example, there's a song by the singer Sam Cooke who I'm just shaking my head thinking about him, passed back in 1964, Cupid. And for me, I'm also a lifelong romantic. My initial connection to that song was feeling all that yearning. And as a young, love-smitten Black child, it's like, is it okay to be that person? So there's like the beauty of the music. And then there is, for me, again, the courageousness of people like Sam Cooke, not just musically, but things he spoke out concerning socially. So my pieces are their responses to, so there's like Sam Cooke, Nat King Cole, Aretha Franklin, leaving someone out. And so they're, for me, they're love letters and thematic responses to what these artists meant and still mean to me.
Oh, I mean, you nailed it. It's that emotional, you know, Sam Cooke Cupid, but then Sam Cooke also turn around and do the social commentary, change gonna come, like you're talking
exactly
about.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I see, in addition to the, you know, you listed a couple artists, the website itself says Public Enemy, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, right. James Brown. Could you share with us sort of like which songs or which lyrics from each of them that we're gonna hear?
For me, it's and thank you for mentioning James Brown. As a native of Augusta, Georgia, I should have had that square one. The song I chose was Lickin' Stick for James Brown. And the connection there is somewhat whimsical, because as people know, whether you're talking about Sam Cooke coming out of the church or the way some of the community viewed what was eventually named R&B, there was kind of like, don't mess with that stuff. And the piece I'm reading in connection with James Brown's Lickin' Stick, you know, you think the opening, Mama come here quick and bring me that Lickin' Stick. It's like middle-class African-Americans, and my mother's side of the family's that way. Like, don't mess with that stuff. So I've got that. And then again, most of this is romanticism. You know, there's a piece by Nat King Cole called Serenata, and it's longing and espousing the glory of love. So, you know, again, I'm responding. I don't know the lyrics to Serenata right offhand, but it's like, when you're in love, love finds a way. You know, I'm a kid next to the radio, or I took my brother's transistor radio and stuck a little earbud in, and I'm hearing these songs, these beautiful arrangements, and all this sentiment, and I'm just, you know, I'm drowning my pillowcase. So that Aretha Franklin's Call Me, which is another ballad, I would say, was a saxophonist named Archie Shepp who said, I passed through the insipid panorama of Americana with an enormous romanticism. It has never left me. So my responses to these things are formed with that credo in mind.
I love it. So you will be, I mean, because you're a poet yourself. We're listing these great, you know, music poets and lyrics, but you're a poet yourself. So are you taking, I guess what I'm saying is, are you taking part of their lyrics and, you know, weaving it into a brand new poem that you've written for this?
No, these are, I tried to tie in, again, my emotional connection to them. A couple of the poems are set in childhood. There's a poem called Radio Nights where I'm, you know, it's like left hand twirling the dial quietly, because I'm in the room. I'm supposed to be asleep, but I'm listening to these great heroes. They aren't, the music will speak for itself. I would say that my work attempts to hold hands with it, but it isn't trying to be the song. It is, you know, the song is the campfire, and I'm the one sitting by it looking up at the stars. Oh boy, the coffee's kicking in. Look out, look at it.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. The looking up at the stars, sipping your coffee now. You're ready to go. Real quick back to, and thanks for explaining that.
Sure.
Real quick back to Terry, since it was your idea for this event. What, when we turn out to the Folger Shakespeare Library, what exactly are we going to see? Like, are each of these poets coming out on stage and, you know, is it just sort of like bare bones, stripped down, them reading? Is there like, is there a band playing the music on stage? Is there any set design? Like, what exactly, paint me a visual audio picture here of what we actually see.
What you will see next Tuesday when you tune in at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is it will be a virtual event.
Oh, it's virtual. It's virtual. Yes. You're right.
Okay. Yes. Because, you know, for health and safety concerns, we are still virtual with our poetry season. We will have a kind of 5-minute introduction from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a video that they've prepared. Then we'll have our poets reading. And I requested from the poets their selections, their musical selections, if there was a song that they were responding to, an artist. And I also asked of them what poems they would have, because in my mind, I really wanted to make this a poetic mixtape. you know, in the days of old when we made mixtapes, you listen to the end of one song and then you listen to the beginning of another song to see if there was a conversation. So I took their songs and actually made a playlist of the songs that they've selected. And now I'm also weaving in their poems. So what you'll see next Tuesday, you'll see this opening video from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then because we are working with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we will have access to all of this music. We will begin each poem with the song that it is responding to or that it's inspired by. And so we'll hear a little bit of that song, then we'll hear the poet read the poem, and then the song will come back, and then it'll fade out, and then we'll move on to the next poet. And it will weave its way, the music and the poetry will weave its way for 40 minutes. And after that, we'll have an opened up moderated conversation with the curators from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and with our poets and with myself. I'll be there to moderate as well.
Gotcha. So each of these, each four poets filmed remotely, virtually, separately, and then it's all edited together, or are they all kind of, did you all get in a room together and film it at once?
They will all be joining separately from all across the country of where, you know, where they will be. And then we'll be doing a lot of audio weaving. And already, since I have their selections, I've already sent that to our production staff here at the Folder. And so we're basically putting all of that together and then having the poets read as the live component.
Well, it sounds like a really, really cool virtual thing that our folks can do. I guess just in closing, big picture it for me. You know, it's Black History Month. There's a ton of stuff going on in the DC area. Why is this the thing that really is going to stand out and maybe be unique of all the things you can do to celebrate this month?
I will just jump in there and say, taking the title from the exhibition, you know, it's been said before, we are looking for hope right now. We're looking for strength right now. We know that we are a resilient country. We are a resilient people. But we need to be reminded of that resiliency and of that hope and what the democratic principles of this country are. And for Black History Month, what better way than to honor your ancestors and tap back into everything that gave them the energy and the strength to create the world that we live in now, and realize that we're going to need that same energy and strength to create a better world for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so we need to know about that hope. We need to know about that power. We need to know about the fear, the anger, all of it is part of this blend that creates this unique experience of being Black in America. And I'm proud to say it loud that I am Black and proud. And I am proud to look at the work that my ancestors have done in terms of Take Me to the River or Inner City Blues or Lick and Stick or Call Me or Cupid. I'm proud to hear all of these songs, and I'm proud to hear the poets that have come together to respond to it. So this is going to be a great way to remind myself of that strength and that resiliency and of that hope, which is so very much needed right now. So that's my goal.
I can't think of a better way. That's the perfect place to leave it. You just said it all right there. So thank you so much. I love the passion with this, and you know, and I raise a coffee to you, Ruben, as well.
And a box of Kleenex.
Say again.
I said, and a box of Kleenex.
Yeah,
the weeping tears are going,
right?
This is partly why Ruben's here, because I'm with Ruben on that weeping romantic. He knows that. we are such kindred spirits when it comes to loving.
I love it. Well, it's a great combination to deal with you. So again, everyone, it's been said all along, Voices of Rage, Hope, and Empowerment. It's going to be a really, really cool poetry mixtape virtual event. Partnering with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Tuesday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m. So head over to folger.edu and you can find how to get your tickets. Thank you so much. It's going to be great. I really appreciate you both joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.